We need whistleblowers on the street, basically saying, if you see something, say something and call the State Elections Enforcement Commission.
That is the Secretary of the State, Stephanie Thomas, recently on my show talking about one of many things that the state wants to happen, especially to clean up some of the issues we've seen, especially in the city of Bridgeport. What I find interesting, not to discredit the Secretary of the State, because I do believe she would love to clean up what's happening in Bridgeport, not to discredit her, but we had a whistleblower. To me, we had one of the ultimate whistleblowers 2 years ago, not only putting his campaign, I think, to the side to do what was right for Bridgeport, but exposing something on camera. And in some regard, he's continued to be punished for being a whistleblower. And I'm talking about John Gomes. For those of you who don't know, but you probably will by now, especially if you're a WICC listener, John Gomes was running against incumbent Mayor Joe Ganim in 2023 during a primary election. It was proven on surveillance video that was outside of the city hall in Bridgeport that there was alleged ballot stuffing happening. It all went to court. There was enough proof that it was going on that they reordered a primary and general election that year. Ultimately, John Gomes did not beat Mayor Ganim, but I have not heard from John Gomes really publicly since then, even though he did exactly what the Secretary of the State just asked people in Bridgeport to do. But he joins us now. John Gomes, welcome back. And am I right in saying that I've really not seen or heard from you publicly in quite some time?
Good morning. Thank you for having me. No, I've been very silent for the last year or so, although we've been working behind the scene to make sure that you know, we talk to the right people, elected officials, to make sure that we continue to be consistent on asking for reform when we talk about fraud and voting rights for the residents of Bridgeport. As you can understand, I committed really full time 2 years of my life. So I needed some time after what transpired to put my personal life back in order from a family perspective and everything else that goes with it. But in the silence, sometimes those are the moments that you get to understand who you are and where the strength is coming from to move forward. And, you know, from the bottom of the heart, I continue to say thank you to all the supporters that have been behind me, all the prayers. And I humbly say thank you for giving me that opportunity to represent you as a candidate for mayor in the last election. And I truly, truly hope that I've made every voter that supported me, even those on the other side, proud of what we did. Although we brought a spotlight to the chronic corruption in the city of Bridgeport, but I definitely believe it was necessary, and only through, through what we went through can we continue to fight for change. And that's what every voter Bridgeport deserves, is a true opportunity to believe that their voice count, their vote count equally and fairly. And as you stated earlier, through my team, we submitted a letter to both the House and the state representatives asking if there is a special session this month that we bring back some of the bills that were presented back in 2024, of which only one passed, and we still have three or four that are still pending that we need to continue to represent not only the state of Connecticut, but the voters of Bridgeport. Because when we look at elections that are taking place, the voter turnout continue to be less and less, and that's a sense of hope for the people of Bridgeport. In many cases, they're saying, does my vote really count? And I want to tell them, yes, it does, and we will continue to fight, and we will continue to ask for accountability. We will continue to ask for transparency. And we will demand from every elected official on both sides of the aisle to fight so we could one day breathe and said, you know, there is a change and we could restore the democracy and the credibility that Bridgeport truly deserves, because we have the resources, we have the infrastructure. We just need a proper leadership to take it to where it needs to be.
John Gomes, who you know, a former Democratic candidate who is running for mayor in Bridgeport, asking the legislature to add election reform to the list of issues that should be tackled if, in fact, we have a special session, which could happen this month, maybe in November. We're not sure just yet. John is here. And before we talk a little bit more about the letter, John, I want to ask you something. So just last year, if people missed it, and again, could it be coincidental? I guess. You went through a lot of concerning incidents that just seemed to keep being tied back to you specifically. In August of 2024, there were shots fired at the side of a mixed-use building that you owned and lived in, including striking your parked car. Later that month, there was a small fire at a building that housed your mayoral campaign headquarters when you were running in 2023. There was also a situation soon after that where a blaze severely damaged a commercial structure on Oak Street that you had owned and leased to a Brazilian and Portuguese restaurant. And again, while it was at the time the director of communications for Bridgeport's Emergency Services Agencies, Tia, who is no longer in that role, said that they could not confirm there was any kind of link to you being targeted. It's very hard to overlook all of that. Do you regret releasing the video? And do you, are there any things you would take back from what you and your team did in 2023 in exposing everything in Bridgeport?
Not at all. You know, I believe in Bridgeport. I strongly believe in what our purpose and what God set us forward to do. And we, thanks to a whistleblower, we received information and video, and it was the right for the people of Bridgeport, because what we're talking about is not only the present, but the future outcome of Bridgeport. Decisions that are being made are impacting our debt status of education, crime, quality of life, infrastructure, economic growth, which Bridgeport is stagnant to a large perspective. And not at all. I will do the same thing regardless of the personal sacrifices that have been affected by me and my family through this course. But no, because I strongly believe, and my heart is in Bridgeport, because I walk the streets. I walk shoulder to shoulder with the voters, the small business owners, the residents, the churchgoers, and we want change. We're just waiting to see when that change is going to happen, regardless of all these substantial amount of evidence that has been presented and action that's slowly taking place from an investigative standpoint and some arrests that have happened. But, you know, Bridgeport needs to be cleaned up. We have an epidemic when we talk about corruption within our system, and we, the people of Bridgeport, definitely deserve better. This is what the largest city in the state. You know, we have some great people here, great talent. We have a bright future. Our youth are here waiting for something that gives them hope and sense of prosperity. And if you look at the voter turnout that's happening time and time again, it's the same selected few that are being endorsed by a selected hand of town committee members who work for the city, who have no other choice because they depend on that paycheck to endorse certain candidates, and they're going forward, and they're winning the election without the voice of the majority. And if anything, I've been silent, but I've been fighting behind the scenes, and I keep telling the people of Bridgeport, do not give up, because that's what they want, and we must continue to fight, and we must continue to ask our elected official to bring the sense of urgency when we talk about reform, oversight, and tighten the rules when we talk about voting rights.
Well, let's talk a little bit about that, John. I know Stephanie Thomas, Secretary of the State, actually has urged voters to vote in person, vote at the polls in Bridgeport. She has actually called people bad actors in Bridgeport. She acknowledges what has gone on. She has been able to allocate money specifically to education and getting the word out there to people in Bridgeport. You could see that she is certainly focused on this. My understanding is she's also tried to pass some bills. For example, I was reading an Inside Investigator, that she had requested looking at, I guess, a procedure that ultimately did fail, but it was saying that it would have prohibited anyone convicted of any election-related crime from handling absentee ballots or candidate petitions for at least 12 years. While it had bipartisan support, it never actually got the final passage. What in your letter are you specifically looking during this special election to happen? Especially, again, that's an example where Stephanie Thomas put that forward, had bipartisan support, but it went nowhere. What does your letter address?
Well, we addressing that during the special session, if it does happen, to bring back some of the bills that are on the table. Currently, I believe there's two bills from the House and two from the Senate, which there was some discussion, as you said, to talk about a banning on anyone that's been convicted of election-related crime for up to 12 years. We'd strongly request that signature verification be placed as a law. We have 31 states across the United States that currently are doing that. Although we have a maximum, up to a maximum time to be served if a crime, but we don't have a minimum. We need to put that back as a mandatory minimum time to be served if you found guilty. Because what continues to happen, and we see it up to this election right now, the same perpetrators who have been convicted of over or not convicted, I'm sorry, have been
arrested, accused, and their cases are pending. Yep.
Of over 200 and something counts of fraud continue to handle absentee ballot. We need to be stricter in Bridgeport. In other cities and towns, you could go into the town clerk and ask for up to five absentee ballot application. Anything more than that, you have to go to the state. I mean, in this city, you could go in there right now and request 100 absentee ballot application. It'll be given to you. And this has continued to permeate based on the pattern of history where we have harvesting happening on applications across the city.
So, John, if you can let me know if you hear from the legislature. Unfortunately, we have run out of time for this conversation today, but I definitely want to stay in touch with you and let people know if you, first of all, hear back from lawmakers in Hartford and if they decide to tackle this. And if not, certainly I hope that this is, again, a priority in the upcoming legislative session in February of next year. I want to thank you again for giving us the opportunity to connect, publicly here on WACC. I personally appreciate it, and I look forward to continue following this story very closely for our listeners. Thank you so much. Be well.